Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is the tap dancing,
Tuned in 2019.
Oh, 2019 is going to be the year.
Coming near you. We'll have to perform at PI parties.
Well, actually, not a bad idea.
Right?
Because, you know, as they do the budget.
That's right.
We can tell them cut down entertainment.
That's right. We're going to say
Otto.
He's asking a high price.
Otto's going to be doing it.
Tap
Christina
at all Fun Day Mondays.
Otto
will be ready to go.
Yeah, because they have that.
Yeah, I think we can.
What do you call that thing down
road
there where you put the food there? Like a
yes, the little overhead.
Cottage,
yes,
overhead or whatever.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Talking about. That's a nice spot, and they have music.
Right. This table right here would have been one that
that's right.
Fred Astaire and those boys would have danced
right,
on.
That's right, would have hopped right on.
And now, can you do Sweet Caroline to tap?
Oh, listen, I think that if anyone could, it's Otto. He'll work on it.
I think we could do it. I'm Christina does it.
That's right. I will gladly join you guys.
I sang it with you once.
We'll take this on the
oh,
road.
Oh, really? You sang
we
it
did
together?
We sang it on karaoke.
You and Claudia?
I think it was a PI Christmas holiday party, actually.
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
And we sang it on karaoke.
I remember.
Sober, too.
You sent it to me, or you sent it to me?
I did.
In a house.
My family.
Oh,
right, it was your family.
Possibly.
It was a niece's. It was a niece's birthday party.
That's what it was.
And they had karaoke.
Okay.
It's sort of a family.
It's another family tradition.
Tradition. Singing Sweet Caroline.
Right.
Or attempting to.
No, I remember. I saw
because I cannot sing, but
no,
my heart is in the right place.
It's all about the commitment.
You can't kazoo and tap and sing. Yeah.
No, you
could.
Can't do it all at the same time.
It's all about, you know, as long as, because singing is definitely not one of my strong suits, but it's all about having the conviction behind it.
Exactly.
It's
right, that's
believable.
True, too. You
it's
think
all,
you
right.
can. Who cares?
Right.
You're happy and you know.
Actually, I was recorded once on a video. And I thought I was doing pretty good, and I saw myself. I said that
he was quite proud.
That career is over.
Oh,
the
it.
Family applauded,
and he was
so,
all proud. Ooh,
they were so happy to find out that I gave up my career.
Oh, I love it!
I love
so
it.
Great.
I put in for my retirement singing
right.
papers.
Well, it's all right, Otto. It's all as long as you're having a good time, because that's all it's really about
exactly.
here. You know, and last week we had, and I said, I really want to do this again. Last week we actually had a David Linden's 90th birthday celebration on the show,
right.
Which was really a fun show, you know, and everyone was talking about it back at the office when I came back because, and that's something I would definitely like to do for 2019 is have more of those interviews because I've known them 10 plus years now. And, you know, it was just in this setting, you just learn so much about them. You hear how they met and kind of his life. And I definitely think we should do more of that in 2019 on the radio show because it was certainly a really fun thing. And then they called me, and the most important thing they called me, he said, that was so fun.
I know.
He said, I really had an absolute blast doing it. And
I'm going to have to listen to that.
It was a good one.
It was
really
fun. Yeah. It was nice. It was very
good. We had his daughters called in, different elected officials called in. To wish him a happy birthday.
But Joan, it was
right,
nice
the dynamic,
conversation.
Right.
Like
I know. I think
that you've already told.
I think we're going to need to bring Bunny on one day.
Too, but, you know. Oh, yeah.
We'll have to bring Bunny,
on.
Yep. And we can hear all the dirt
get
on
get the other
Otto.
Side of it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. We're only getting one side of it.
She's shy.
She is. But listen, it's. I always said, because Joan was nervous, too, to come on. I said, listen, she kept forgetting she was, like, on air sometimes. Because it's you forget. You're just sitting here talking.
But actually, let's go to Bunny for 1 minute.
Yes.
How did she hurt her foot? I saw her briefly, and she told me, but she didn't tell me what happened. I knew she was in a cast.
Well, basically, she has this thing called neuropathy,
okay.
which causes you to lose your balance a little bit. So she got out of her recliner and started to walk a little bit and sort of twisted her ankle, lost the balance, twisted her ankle a little bit. And the next thing you know, the ankle was popping out pretty good on the side. So we took her with thank you to the New Hyde Park Fire Department. To Winthrop, and after a couple of days determined that she had 4 fractures in her foot and ligament damage. However, she didn't need surgery, and she's wearing a boot, and
probably
will be able to get rid of the boot in another week or two.
Oh, okay.
So she's functioning, mobile, good, and moving along. So it was just one of them freak things.
Wow.
No, and I think that happens, you know, here. That's why we're constantly doing these fall prevention things. Right, right,
right. I mean, it was like nothing. It wasn't like we were at a big party or just getting out of a chair.
No, but it's easy to do. You know, just you move the wrong way, and that's what you got to, like, constantly.
That's the funny thing about it, just getting out of a chair. That's why I'm thinking there's going to be a story. Like, what
no,
did
that's
you
the
do?
Story. Wow. Just getting out. So the point being, you really always have to be aware, of you, as aware as you can, when you're moving. Because,
right.
As seniors, you can get hurt in a lot of ways, really. And got to pay attention.
Yeah, that's why we really do these, you know, actually with Winthrop offers over at, and in the new year they'll be doing that again, are these fall prevention classes and balance, because it's just these little tricks, you know, and especially, you know, forget about adding the snow and the ice, which, God willing, we don't really get a lot of, is what I'm hoping for. We just breeze right over winter and hop into spring without any snow, which will make me very happy. But it's definitely something I think anyone should go to.
I'm agreeing.
You know, we've 100%. Had people who actually have had horrible falls go in and have really built up their strength again in these classes, which is definitely important to do.
Well, and that's by the way, that's a very important point, that if you do have a problem, then don't give up.
Right. Absolutely.
Work on fixing the problem, which may require some sort of therapy, physical therapy, to get yourself back into
shape. Right, to build and it takes a long time, certainly, you know, for a lot of people, depending, obviously. But it really can, you know, change things. So, but also,
but the good thing,
good
thing, Bunny was at the event. So she's not home lamenting.
No.
So, which is at the other side of it, too. People hurt themselves.
Right.
But if you can, within reason, get out. Don't hurt it more. If the doctor said she can go out, then you go out at least. You know, well, I'm sure you're driving, but that's not the point.
One of the phrases I think we heard here and whatnot is, don't be on the pity pot.
Mm-hmm. Right, I agree.
You know, get up and try to do
Absolutely.
What you can do.
Right, right.
But don't be stupid about it.
No, right. Yeah. And within,
there's
within
a fine
reason.
Line
right.
between...
pity pot and stupid pot.
Well, I have a really funny thing that this just reminded me of that I totally forgot to tell you because I wanted to tell you. And I have to tell it on the air because it was just the funniest thing. And the fact that it happened to me just makes it funnier. So at the holiday party, there was a grab bag, and Bunny pulled out a box that was wrapped already, and it looked like a box of chocolates. She was like, Christina, you just take it, because I have so much chocolates. I said, sure, I'll take it. So it's under my desk. I was like, oh, let me unwrap it. We were having a party. I unwrap it, and it is this thing called An Enchanted Evening. It's an open game, copyright in 1988. So someone, you know, played this game and put it in the grab bag. It was...
It wasn't chocolate.
No, it was not chocolate. It was An Enchanted Evening, a game for couples.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh!
And yes. And the questions were really quite risque, some of them, but hilarious, you know? It was really just about bonding with your couple. And it was the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm totally bringing it home.
Enchanted what?
It's called An Enchanted Evening. I'll show you pictures.
Wow.
1988. You could tell it was, you know, had some mileage in it, the game.
It was a used game.
Oh, it was used.
Oh.
Oh, it was open. Yeah.
I guess they didn't have any more Enchanted Evenings.
I guess that's what I was thinking. I said, they probably, like, listen, my quote is up, but there was one question that was like, you know, rub your partner's back till they purr like your favorite animal. I mean, there was some really, we had a really great time, and I'm like the best person to ever get that, because I'm totally going to whip it out of my Christmas party for all my friends.
That's funny.
Because it was the best. It just made it funnier that Bunny really thought it was true, because it looked like a box of chocolates.
Right.
I'm going to have to clear that up with
I said, but it would have been even better, though, if Bunny actually brought that
he's
home.
He's going home to call that Bunny kitten.
But if Bunny brought that home and opened it, I think that would have possibly topped me actually opening it, because I'm sitting at my desk. I said, whoa, this is not chocolates. And wait till you guys see the packaging, because it was really just makes it funnier. But it really made my day, and I'm so glad that came way, an Enchanted Evening.
So what, people bring something
used? It's not really
supposed to be
used.
Okay.
We actually got a gift card that had nothing on it. Went to
scamming PI. I'm speaking of scams.
At the holiday party.
Oh my God, it's horrible.
We went to a store, tried to use the gift card. They said there was no balance on this card.
All right, so we might need to clarify next year what goes on with the grab bag.
Preferably.
Still have those shoes when they got the coal in them?
Preferably not used.
I mean, we're going to have to specify
in the case of Enchanted Evening, it worked out
right. It worked out
fine.
But
in the case of a gift card with no balance, it's not such
and
a
you know what?
Thing.
It says, you know, wear comfortable clothing when you play the game. So it was actually, there was a lot of wonderful instructions. So it gave us a great laugh.
We could probably sell that in AARP magazine.
Listen, we could. We might to put some of these. Yeah. You know, I had to share. You know, I said I need to share on the radio the wonderful.
I gotta even write
game.
That down.
But I guess I had to share with you guys because it was really wonderful. But we are rapidly approaching the end of time. You know, next week we have a repeat show. Right. I just want to remind people because we are off for the holiday.
The next two, right?
Yes, the next two. Yes. So December 28th and January 4th will be repeats. Okay. We will be back on the 11th with Otto.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm back on the 11th.
Okay. We are back to kick off the new year again with Otto.
I should have my tap dancing.
Right. We should have a little more information on the tap
front.
Pretty
well
home
by then.
Absolutely. But definitely, it's been a wonderful year.
Absolutely.
On this show. We've had amazing guests and topics. And in January, you know, in 2019, we're going to have even more.
I know. And that, honestly, that's thanks to Christina. Because the package of guests, not calling them a package, but whatever it is, they work. They complement each other on the day they're here, it seems. It's not like two different ends of the world.
I know. It's very magical how these things work.
And it really, it's good.
Well, I can say.
Yes, that's right. It's all very enchanting.
I can say what I'm going to say now because... Yeah. I'm not here every week, and you two are here, and Victoria's here every week, and the three of you do a great job.
Well, thank
on
you.
This
and
show.
Thanks to Dan and Janine also out there.
Thank you. Dan.
Our radio show family, and we're wishing everyone a happy and healthy holiday and
new
year. Yes. we just want everyone to especially be healthy and to tune in because there'll be a lot of great topics coming up.
That's it. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful Christmas season, holiday season, and a happy new year, and we'll be back on the 11th.